You're listening to the Jason Gregor Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Huge upgrade sale coming up June 22nd to 24th. It's going to be a barbecue. They're going to have all sorts of free food and additional savings. $1,500 on trucks, $1,000 on SUVs, and $750 on cars. Check it out at lakewoodchev.com. Jermaine Franklin joins us from TSN in Calgary. The Flames had a press conference earlier today. Both Smith and Hamonic were there. Hamonic looks like he's going to wear number 24 for the Calgary Flames. And I don't think there's any debate. It solidifies their top four for sure. But the Flames' biggest concern last year, when you break down the numbers, Jermaine, five-on-five scoring, they were 21st in the NHL in goals for. How are they going to improve that this offseason?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I kind of asked Brad Treliving what's next in terms of every good team, they say, or most good teams build from the goal line out. They got the goaltender they're looking for. They got a top four that can rival most teams, if not any team in the NHL. But when it comes to scoring, they still got the same guys. And yes, they do want their players to continue to improve. But how do they get over that hump and score 5-on-5? Truthfully, I don't have a complete answer for you, but I do believe they believe that Michael Ferland will continue to progress. And if he's on that right side with Johnny Gaudreau and Sean Monahan, that could definitely make some noise for that team. And if there's a lot of attention being paid to that line, then hopefully some more scoring depth-wise can help them out.
You know, I look at the lineup the Flames have, and I'm looking at a guy like Chris Versteeg came in and dropped 15 goals for that group. I mean, I think that was a pretty good run for him. You know, is it just that easy to say, okay, Sam Bennett, we need you 20 instead of 13, or Troy Brouwer, 13 is not enough? I mean, are they just going to hope that they get more, or is there actually reason to believe there'll be more? Because for me, it's a very dangerous game to project when guys are maybe either don't have that ability or haven't shown it.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you, Strudzy. I think, to be completely honest, the hope is that they allow a lot less goals, they're in games continually, and they win the hard way. But is it too much to ask for more from Sam Bennett? Probably not, when you think about the way that they need him to grow. Drafted fourth overall, obviously expectations are high. Chris Versteeg, who knows if he's going to be back with the club? I know the Flames definitely want him back, but the year that he had, he could command a fair bit in the open market. Is the demand going to be there for more goals, or do they think they'll just be able to batten down the hatches? That's the question that we're all wondering and asking about. And when you think about the way that this team played, especially in the second half of the year, when TJ Brody started to find his game, I mean, he was as low in the plus minus as minus 25, minus 26. And it still isn't pretty to see what he ended up with at minus 16. But when your second pairing is playing all of a sudden plus 10, and your first pairing finally gets things going, well, they've been good most of the year, and you expect that from Giordano and Dougie Hamilton, then you don't worry about the scoring as much as you normally would. But I mean, it's a valid question, and it's interesting. It will be interesting to see how Brad Treliving tries to address it, getting more goals in his lineup.
Are the Flames going to go with one of their young goalies as a backup, or will they get more experienced backup?
I think they're definitely looking for a more experienced backup. Treliving admitted today that he knows that Mike Smith, what he's capable of, but he also knows that Smith has had injury troubles in the last few years. So to not have a viable backup in case an injury happens would be a huge risk. So he is definitely on the market looking for a good backup with experience. Who knows if it might be Chad Johnson again, or if he finds it elsewhere.
You know, now that they bring in Hamonic, are they still hard after Michael Stone, another right shot defenseman who came in and I thought kind of helped out on that second pairing?
Well, Michael Stone, I thought, was a perfect fit for TJ Brody. It was almost as if the shackles were off. It's hard to not talk bad about it when it was so obvious, but unfortunately, Brody and just weren't on the same page. They just weren't that very effective. You bring Michael Stone in, and TJ Brody's a different player. And Stone is playing some of the best hockey, ended up playing some of the best hockey that he had played in over a year. I know that the Flames are still trying to get something done with him, but it looks like it might be a little difficult. Maybe that's why they definitely went out and got Hamonic. And Hamonic is an upgrade when you think about the defensive side of the game and the fact that the Flames needed a little sandpaper in their lineup, especially with Derek Engelin gone. But they have not closed the book on Michael Stone. If they can get him at a reasonable price, it would be an incredibly deep blue line because One thing you know for sure, injuries are going to happen. If you have a 5-6 defenseman who can actually play 4-5, if an injury were to occur, you're golden as a blue line in the NHL.
Jermaine Franklin joins us from TSN in Calgary. You know, Johnny Gaudreau had a down season last year, for him anyway. You know, took a lot of slashes. I think Flame fans documented a lot. A lot of people did across the league, the NHL. Bill Daly with probably the dumbest comment. Geez, we watched the playoff game and we noticed there was a lot of slashes not called. Oh, really? You had to watch video to see that? But, you know, anyway, you look at the Flames. Do they need another, like, are they still searching for a full-time winger to play with Gaudreau and Monahan?
I think so. They're hoping that Michael Ferland continues to grow into that spot. He was definitely good for the last third of the season, but that's just a third of the season. And when you see a homegrown talent like Ferland, I think you start to fall in love with them, right? You think of what could be. You see flashes, and you're like, oh, that would be amazing. The point is, he still had just 25 points last year. 15 goals, which is great, but 25 points. So what are you really going to get out of Michael Ferland? And if he continues his inconsistent ways, then they definitely need a full-time right winger to play with Johnny Gaudreau and Sean Monahan. I don't think it's necessarily a wait and see unless they're forced into that situation. Let's face it, the cap is there. A lot of money is being spent. And if they can get a right winger for the top line, I'm sure it's pie in the sky, but it's not necessarily easy to do. So if there's one place where they hope that they can grow within, I'm sure it's that right wing with Michael Ferland. Even perhaps maybe Curtis Lazar. Obviously, they decided to protect him because they have high hopes for him. They believe that Lazar can bring a lot more to the table than he has in the last couple of seasons. But when it comes right down to it, with the things that Treliving has done and the acquisitions that he's made, I'm sure they need a little bit, just a touch more homegrown talent. And if Ferland turns out to be that, they would be ecstatic.
What about as far as the head coach, Glenn Gullickson? What is his, I guess, upgrade he has to make in the offseason, in your opinion?
I think we saw the upgrade happening in the second half of the season. I think when it comes to Gullickson, we saw the fruits of his labor in that second half of the season. And yes, the goaltending Brian Elliott was extremely hot in March to put Calgary over the hump. But you're going to need good goaltending. That's why they got Mike Smith. And when it comes to Gullickson, I think his system was finally put in place. The defense and the forwards were on the same page, and it all starts in their own zone. And I think that was the key. And if they can start where they left off or very close to where they left off in the regular season, at the end of the regular season, I'm not exactly sure how much more Gullickson himself can bring to the table if he has his team running on all cylinders like he did the time before. And I know the Flames did get swept in the playoffs. But if you watch that series, they really should have won two of those four games.
I'm with you.
Without question. They should have won two of those four games. And I think you give credit to Gullickson for having his team prepared in that sense.
Yeah, I think for sure one they should have won. I mean, I think they were a lot closer than people think. And when I look at this team, I think that addition of Hamonic is a good move, a little bit bold, I think, for the draft picks. But just if Mike Smith can just be a little bit above average, You know, I think that'll solidify and kind of erase what we saw for that first half this season. Am I oversimplifying it, Jermaine, in your opinion?
No, I totally agree. And I think the thing that Treliving brought up that I can't argue with this point is he said, we know Mike Smith is the number one goaltender. That's something that the Flames have not known for at least the last 3 years. They did not know if Brian Elliott was the number one goaltender. They did not necessarily know if Kari Rama could handle a workload of 55 to 65 games as a number one goaltender. And now they know that Mike Smith has the pedigree and has done so in the past, handled the workload of a number one goaltender. He's handled the stresses of being a number one goaltender. He's probably going to be completely rejuvenated because he has a team in front of him that can truly win games, and he won't have to carry the load the entire time. So I think it'll be, I think, like you said, Strez, Mike Smith just has to be solid. He has to be strong. Does he need to steal a few games? I think every team needs a goaltender to steal about 4 or 5 games in the regular season in order to make the playoffs. And I think he's capable of that. And I think when it starts from the goal line out, the offense usually comes. It doesn't always, but it usually does.
Jermaine, great stuff as always. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.